It's 9:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Was Yorkston Thorn Con with Hallelujah from Nuke White Delhi All Stars. And we've got a special treat for you today in honor of Marathon Monday and Patriots Day. We're going to have a radio special about Ray Davies' new album, Americana. And without further ado, we'll start it off. It's 9:06. You're listening to WMFO in Medford.
Welcome back to Ray Davies' Americana. I'm Gabby Parsons.
Americana.
Singer and songwriter Ray Davies.
The story starts with me going to the cinema when I was a kid. having all these images of America, this is in the 1950s when everything was idealized, and seeing great superheroes, my generation superheroes of people like Roy Rogers and Gene Autry, you know, always wore white hats and the baddies wore black hats. But, yeah, it's kind of brainwashed into thinking that. But it did represent, seriously, it did represent hope and aspirations for possibilities of a better life. Nothing's changed, really. I think America still represents that to a lot of people.
I had this dream, America was always a very special place. Heroes of the great Wild West, Wild Bill Hickok and the rest, the romantic on a reckless chase to reality hit me in the face. Something else to see, always some little hick town to pick you up when you are down. Another day, another shake, malted with a slice of cake. La di da di da di da, la di da di da di da. At a jukebox in a smoky bar, a girl stands looking at the stars, dressed in denim, wearing shades, and outside is the great highway. Coke, walks away, it's just a second in a day, but all her culture's on display. She might be a dreamer, but maybe I'm a dreamer too.
Great Highway, sung by Ray Davies from the album Americana. When the Kinks had their first hit in 1964, Ray didn't think of music as a long-term thing.
See, I was an art student. I joined my brother's band probably to meet girls when I was 16, 17. And I wrote songs, and lucky I could write songs. And he really got me was the number one record in England, big hit in America. And I wanted to get out. I wanted to go back to art and be a writer or painter, go to Spain and meet Segovia, who was my big hero. He was a Spanish guitar player. But then we got in on this treadmill that came knocking at the door for a follow-up. One thing led to another, and we had another follow-up, another one after that. Of course, the phone call came, now you've got to crack America. But I had impressions of what America could be like with shopping malls and all that. But I didn't want to go there. Also, I was a new parent. My baby daughter was 2 weeks old when I first went to America. I didn't want to go. And it's like a film set. Everything looks like a film set. It wasn't real.
During their first tour of America in 1965, the American Federation of Musicians decided to punish the Kinks. The band would not be given permits to play in the U.S. for 4 years, basically banning the group from American shows until 1969. Ray Davis wrote a tune about the Kinks and the British invasion of the mid-60s.
You know, The Invaders, which is an important track on the record, has been written in the last decade. Whereas what happened to us happened decades ago. It was a sense that we were encroaching on other people's territory. And they accepted the Beatles and the Rolling Stones because they were publicity savvy. As anyone can see watching me now, I have no sense of personal publicity or how to present myself. But then we were even less so. I think we failed because we didn't have a publicity machine and we didn't make any concessions.
They called us the invaders. So we came from another world, and the man from immigration shouted out, "Hey punk, you a bar girl. Hey tutti frutti, give us a kiss." Because the man proclaimed, "Cause the world as he knew it turned upside down and things would never be the same." They called us the invaders, like creatures from the Black Lagoon. Said that we were dangerous, like space invaders from the moon. We just came to see the world and entertain America. We just came to get a break, not to turn into enemies of the state. Cause the world is, you know, it turned down and things would never be the same. The dead invaders came. They called us illegal aliens, as though we were poncing off the state. And as we walked through immigration, they heard me speak and shouted out, "You wait. Hey buddy, get back in the line." His eyes were full of pain. Cause the world as we knew it turned upside down and things would never be the same. Said that we were dangerous, like warriors sent to pillage and rape. We all dance to a different tune. They didn't like my attitude. Culture clash like chalk and cheese. Misunderstood in the land of the free. Cause the world as we knew it turned upside down and things would never be the same. Today
The Invaders, written and performed by Ray Davies, with backing band The Jayhawks. You're listening to Ray Davies Americana. I'm Gabby Parsons. One of Ray Davies' earliest impressions of America came from movies, especially Westerns. Cowboys became the theme for a song, combined with some friendly visits by singer and songwriter Alex Chilton.
It's funny, I've never really mixed with other musicians, but I was trapped in hospital and I had to meet Alex. I stayed with some friends who were very kind to let me stay in their place. And Alex used to come over sometimes and bring the guitar and play me songs. He was a front man of a band called the Box Tops, and they had a big hit called The Letter, which I really enjoyed when it came out. And we didn't, musicians are strange, but we didn't talk to each other, but we didn't want to talk to each other. Yeah, yeah, okay, you're here, so I'll say, want a cup of coffee or something. We'd have a cup of coffee and wouldn't say anything. But I equated it to old cowboys. There's a movie, I think, called The Shootist. It's Joel McRae, and it was their last fling as gunfighters, the last gig. I think that was on TV when we met the last time. He came to say goodbye, Alex came to say goodbye to me. Again, he wasn't a big friend, but sometimes when you're musicians, you don't need all the usual paraphernalia that comes with friendship. You just connect. It's like going to a gig, 12 bar in C, okay, got it. And that's the only conversation you ever have, but you play the whole song with them. So it's a bit like that, a detached relationship. We both looked at one another, just looking at the TV, and the sound was turned down. And we just looked at each other and said, yeah, that's us. And it comes through in the song. I also developed the song into being about growing older with music. What rock and roll cowboys, where do you go now? From the final shootout of the OK Corral. Do you sit back and chill out like an old retiree? Or do you stare in the face of a new adversary? So it's indecision about where to go after the big shootout. There is an element in the song, do you just give up? But there's still stuff to do, there's still things to look at and songs to write. In the book, I talk about songwriting being a friend. Songs come to me like friends and companions. Something I feel very close to, companionship of music.
Rock and roll cowboys, where do you go now? From the final shootout at the OK Corral. Do you give up the chase like an old retiree? Or do you stare in the face of new adversaries? Night falls, a coyote calls underneath a full moon. Hey, all, it's the final call of the Last Chance Saloon. Your time's past, now everyone asks for your version of history. Do you live in a dream, or do you live in reality? Cowboys on the old wagon train. You had your time, but it won't come again. You rode the prairie and you always stood proud. So tall in the saddle and your head was not bowed. Dream.
Rock and Roll Cowboys, sung by Ray Davies from his album Americana. Coming up, more stories and music about America by Ray Davies. I'm Gabby Parsons, and you're listening to Ray Davies' Americana.
It's important to plan ahead for emergencies, like the storm. When it kicked in, we had a plan.
Separated.
We were able to get in touch with each other in no time.
I had no idea how to find each other.
My husband kept the kids
tried
occupied.
Calling our son, but there was no reception. Everything was down.
I felt like
breaking down.
We handled
down
everything
crying,
very
but
well.
I had to try and stay calm.
The whole experience was fine.
Was the most frightening 10 hours of my life.
It was kind of like a little family adventure.
Every mother hopes will never happen to her.
I remember the relief of being
that
together.
I realized he was out there all alone.
If there's one piece of advice I'd offer other moms out there, it's to stay calm and keep to
message.
The plan.
Some parents plan ahead. Some don't. Make sure you know where to find your family in an emergency. Start your plan at ready.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Ray Davies' Americana. I'm Gabby Parsons. Ray Davies.
America is such a big story. It's just a big landscape. You can get lost there. A lot of people do change identities. It's possible in America to go and have a new start somewhere, whereas Britain is too tiny. It's a landmass, which is phenomenal. And I've always been influenced by the big skies. When the world gets too encroaches on me too much, I go think of that big sky. There are two worlds. There's a world of crushing reality, which is urban street life in New York, where I lived for a long time. And there's the openness, opportunity of big space. It still captures my imagination and makes me still want to go there. It's just a phenomenal size and opportunities available.
Hold tight, winds are blowing, coldest that you've ever known. Cut to the raw hide, right to the marrow bone. Strap a life whip across your knees, chew the back so your jaw don't freeze. It's a bit of bad money, mean breathe. Who needs to ride a train when we got the natural motion that's gonna take us right across the mind of pain? Look at the plane, it's the flattest that you ever see. Whoa, whoa. Your hand on the bow, rustle up a pretty tune.
winter's great highway. West to east, see night turn into day. Move so fast, too bad that you can't say. A place in your heart.
All right, lads, I've got a phone home.
Hey, Ray, what's the deal? Let's get this show on the road.
I can't explain.
Gonna get a train.
Am I letting my emotions get the better of me?
Takes right across my plane.
You're always on my mind. And I can't tell you that I'd willingly follow you to the end of the earth.
West to east, follow that star. Thousand miles to the nearest bar. Wrap up warm, it'll blow you apart. Pass that whiskey, stoke up the stove. Pluck that string, wiggle that bow. Midwest show, thunder and rain. Get to the East Coast, turn around, head west again. Move so fast, too bad that you can't stay. A place in your heart.
A Place in Your Heart, sung by Ray Davies with backing band The Jayhawks. Ray Davies never shied away from using his songs as commentary on the world and its people. The song Poetry fits right in that mold. Davies calls it a happy tragedy.
When you come into the first scene, it's like a Woody Allen movie, you know what the outcome is. So he backtracks on what went wrong. It alludes to lots of romantic things with old films, reading poetry out loud when they first met. But the guy in the story is too complicated. Again, it's a relationship song. People don't associate me with writing about relationships that readily, but I do write a lot of them, but I camouflage them in stories about the big picture. When it's really about people, poetry is about people. He wants more than she can deliver. She wants less than he's got. She just wants total attention. At the end, he says, maybe it's better she went with him. She'll miss all the fire and passion I've got, but she's got something who's not so hard to please. And that's a good quote for life, really. People who settle. Again, people who settle for that. Mediocrity. One day she'll fall down on her knees and cry out in a shopping mall. God, where's the poetry? She's banging on the floor. No escape.
Although he takes on big ideas with the lyrics, Ray Davies tries to deliver the words as a character caught in the action.
When we did that in the studio, I tried to instill some element of equality. I said, just think of me as the lonely poet reading my song. I think casting songs is really important. Because I write about diverse people, I'm not always the guy that gets on the guitar and stands in front of the crowd, or very rarely. So I have characters to confront. In a sense, I have to be an actor, to sing a songwriter actor.
I just got back from a walk down the square. To the local Kentucky to see what was cooking down there. I looked around at the store and the signs and the queues lining up for that 21st century fair. I kneeled down and said grace for the comfort. So
I've read in the news, someone said that the great population is better off than yesterday. Better health, better food, better sex, a better higher education, but with credit card bills always on the way. Just saw my gal with a guy in a fast food outlet. They seem happy together, but I saw the tragedy. Maybe I'm missing something, was too blind to see. She said it for someone who isn't so hard to please. Fire and desire and the mystery. Oh, but I ask, where is the poetry?
Poetry, sung by Ray Davies with the Jayhawks from his album Americana. I'm Gabby Parsons, and you're listening to Ray Davies' Americana. Ray Davies was shot in New Orleans when he chased after a purse snatcher in 2004. It almost killed him. And the fear of that comes out in The Mystery Room.
Well, that song is an accumulation of death and life and environment and the hereafter. If you imagine someone caught in a moment where you don't know whether you're going to live or die, all these elements collide together. So that's what I intend to evoke in that song. It starts off with the scenery of New Orleans and evolves into this man who's lost in the twilight zone between life and death, which is, that's why it's called The Mystery Room. It's a door you don't know what you're going to enter the door and don't know what's going to be there when you get out. You know, for a while when I had an accident, I got shot, and they were more concerned about my heart than my bullet inside me. For a while I didn't know who I was. I was unknown purple, but a friend pointed out it may have said unknown person. I'm not sure. And I forgot who I was. I didn't want to be anybody because I was just concerned about getting well.
It's the middle of the night and I look in the mirror. Hey man, what do you see? Hear the sound of the train by the river. Always wanted.
the Mystery Room. Ray Davies Americana. I'm Gabby Parsons. Whether with the Kinks or his solo projects, Ray Davies has always crafted songs that are portraits of a certain person. He takes on the roles of people he has encountered and written about, like this next one, Change for Change.
Well, it was originally written when I was stuck in New Orleans, Louisiana, and I was going through some sort of crisis, emotional crisis. There were had the Star of David, and they were black preachers, I don't know what they're called, black Israelites, and they were on a street corner. And I was in such a state, I was writing something, breaking up a relationship, feeling totally isolated. And I sort of didn't hang out with them, but I followed them around, and they preached, change for change, give me a change, man. I don't think of melodies, I think of people as performers. Ever since I wrote songs like Well-Respected Man, Dedicated Follower of Fashion, they're all cameo roles in the big picture. But the Israelites had a big impact on me. Whoever on the subject standing in the street, why don't you give your change to me? It's like incredible people, tremendous penetration, ability to connect, and that's done more or less as a percussion track.
An angel waits for all of us up there in the heavens, and down here on this lonely street, good and evil sometimes meet. Change for change's sake, change in the government, change the environment, change your life. Otherwise you're gonna witness, look on powerless, while the elements turn up the heat when the change hit the street. While we're on the subject, standing in the street, hey buddy, can you spare some change for me? Transform and integrate, adapt for the future, change your path, help eliminate poverty, save humanity, so the future generations can inherit the land. And while we're on the subject of our fellow man, buddy, can you lay some change in my hand? I don't live life, life lives me, always has, always will be. Change history, shine on through our misery. Change for change's sake, everybody fighting for the same dollar, that's living in a free world. Rearrange the landscape, shape your identity, change the world. Otherwise you're gonna witness, look on powerless, when the future generations turn, wipe out history. And while we're on the subject of man's destiny, I want you to give your change to me.
Change, sung by Ray Davies from his album Americana. Ray lived in the United States for a long time, sometimes in New York, New Orleans, or Los Angeles.
I was fascinated in Los Angeles with how cheap culture was and how success and failure walk hand in hand. And I stayed in LA for a long time. I've met lots of very good people and some very bad people, like anywhere else. But it's part of the machine of people, human disposal. Even go to LA and cut yourself a deal. And that's another fascinating thing with America. You'll get a guy who's a complete loser, but they fought, they're upwardly mobile. No, downwardly mobile, and they still make it to the exec level. I knew a guy, I can't mention his name. He ran a studio. I went to his office and I said, this is incredible. He said, yeah, I don't know how I managed to do this. He ran a really big corporation. Head of music, and he didn't have a stereo. He said, oh, my speaker's busted. But you judge people's careers on these speakers. He didn't even have a stereo. But so some people can go there, seem like failures, and then they luck out in the street. Guess what? Something great happened. So It's not a one-way ticket, not a one-way street. You can fail, but you can also succeed, albeit on a shallow level. Again, it's American dream.
I'm saying the people in this town have to be locked up, all of them. We have to leave, and these people have to be locked up. Do you know what I mean?
I'm going to L.A., check into a quiet, groovy hotel. Get myself a tan by the sleepy pool. Meet a pretty girl, walk her down the strip, and chill out in a bar. Then I will rent a car, an open-top Mustang, to cruise around the beach. And I'll check out all the babes while the sun goes down. By then I will be ready to party and act cool. When I'm emotionally refreshed, relaxed and confident, I'll hit Rodeo Drive and drink a cappuccino. And depending how I feel, I'll grab a piece of action at the Beverly Hills and get myself a deal. Isn't it wonderful, marvelous, utterly surreal, totally
sung by Ray Davis with backing band the Jayhawks. I'm Gabby Parsons, and you're listening to Ray Davies' Americana. In writing about America, Ray captured a lot of people and places in his songs, but also the sense of movement. His America can be a land of opportunity and a journey toward finding happiness. The song, A Long Drive Home to Tarzana, was inspired by Ray's family and also a story he tells in his book, Americana.
It's two people driving across to a better place, east to west, in the eternal journey that the next place will be better. Crucial line, he says, we're going to get there soon. It's a long way, but we'll get there if we stick together. but I told you lies. And that's a payoff line for that. That constant quest. I see people all around me, people's lives, they feel depressed, so they move house. I got a sister who's moved house 15 times. Would it be easier to get a divorce? But I think their relationship has endured. They've stuck together because they've moved in the hope that they can move to a better place. Then they say, I'm getting fed up with the street. Yeah, I don't like it either. Really, they don't like one another. So they move to another place. And bless them, it's kept them together, constantly moving. And a long drive home to Tarzana is that sort of intent behind it. Optimism. Again, the eternal dream that the landscape will make a relationship work. Actually, you know, it's destined to fail, whatever. I had a manager who lived in Tarzana. He was at a meeting one day, and it was in LA somewhere. And traffic's really historically terrible in that part of the world. The meeting was going bad, and he said, yeah, I've got to go. It's a long drive home to Tarzana. Every time I see somebody who's had enough, when the cameraman says, we've cut now, wrap for the day, he's just saying, I want to get out of here. It's a long drive home to Tarzana. I make up alternative universes in my songs, which lucky people or troubled people want to join, and Tarzana is one of those places. New England to Hollywood seems so far away, like all roads lead us to California.